I'm Dr. Nasima Brahimi, and welcome to Becoming My Stronger Me, a podcast designed to help you become stronger in mind, body, and heart. In season two, the Mental Performance series, we'll explore the intricate relationship between mental performance, sports excellence, leadership, and personal growth to help you become your stronger you. Welcome to another episode in the Mental Performance series. Today, we're exploring a topic that's essential for success in sports and in life: confidence. Confidence is often described as the belief in one's ability to succeed or perform well in a given situation. In the realm of mental performance training, researchers often distinguish between proactive and reactive confidence. Proactive confidence is the belief in your ability to perform well based on your preparation, skills, and past successes, while reactive confidence relies on external validation or outcomes to boost your confidence levels. Let me give you an example. Imagine a soccer player, Chris, who's been consistently training for months leading up to an important tournament. She's dedicated herself to improving her skills, attending practices regularly, and visualizing success on the field. Chris believes in her abilities and feels confident in her preparation, knowing that she's put in the work necessary to perform at her best. This proactive confidence stems from her belief in her skills, preparation, and dedication to her training. On the other hand, consider another soccer player, Alex, who relies on external validation to boost his confidence. Alex performs well when he receives praise from his coach or teammates, but his confidence quickly wanes when faced with criticism or setbacks. Despite having similar skills and abilities to Chris, Alex's confidence fluctuates based on external factors such as game outcomes or feedback from others. His confidence is reactive. It's dependent on external validation rather than an internal belief in his abilities. In this example, Chris demonstrates proactive confidence, grounded in her belief and in her skills and preparation, while Alex exhibits reactive confidence, which is influenced by external validation and outcomes. Research has shown that athletes with proactive confidence, like Chris's, tend to perform better and handle pressure more effectively than those with reactive confidence. So, how can we cultivate proactive confidence in our practice and our game performance? Building proactive confidence begins with a solid foundation of preparation and skill development. Athletes who dedicate themselves to consistent practice, physical conditioning, and mental training are more likely to feel confident in their abilities when they step onto the field or the court. Additionally, setting achievable goals and celebrating those small victories along the way can help reinforce proactive confidence. Stay tuned for an upcoming episode on goal setting and setting expectations. Positive self-talk and visualization techniques are powerful tools for maintaining confidence during practice and in game situations. Despite our best efforts, though, challenges to confidence can arise. Whether it's a string of poor performances, negative feedback from coaches or teammates, or external pressures from fans and spectators. In these moments, it's important to recognize that setbacks are a natural part of the journey and an opportunity for growth. Strategies such as reframing negative thoughts, focusing on process goals rather than outcomes, and seeking support from coaches, teammates, or mental performance coaches can help athletes navigate through challenging times and rebuild their confidence. During competition, maintaining a stable confidence is essential for peak performance. Athletes who can stay composed, focused, and confident under pressure are better equipped to handle adversity and capitalize on opportunities. Practicing relaxation techniques such as deep breathing or progressive muscle relaxation can help calm those nerves and maintain that stable confidence during competition. Additionally, and I work a lot with my athletes on this, staying present focused and maintaining a routine or a pregame ritual can help athletes stay grounded and confident amidst the unpredictability and chaos of competition. As we wrap up today's episode, I want to leave you with some practical tips and strategies to maximize your mental performance and unleash that inner confidence, that inner proactive confidence. Develop a growth mindset. Embrace challenges as opportunities for growth and learning. Rather than viewing setbacks as failures, approach them with a mindset of curiosity and resilience. For example, instead of feeling discouraged after a loss, reflect on what you can learn from the experience and how you can improve for the future. Remember, setbacks are not indicative of your abilities, but rather opportunities for you to grow stronger. Cultivate self-awareness. Recognize your strengths and areas for improvement. Keep a journal to track your thoughts, your emotions, your performance patterns. By increasing your self-awareness, you can better understand your triggers, your strengths, and areas where you can focus your efforts to improve. For instance, if you notice that you tend to get anxious before big games, you can develop strategies to manage your nerves and stay focused under pressure. Set process-oriented goals. Focus on the actions and behaviors within your control rather than solely on outcomes. Instead of setting goals based on winning or scoring goals, focus on specific process-oriented goals that contribute to that overall development. For example, setting a goal to improve your passing accuracy by a certain percentage or attending every practice with maximum effort can help you stay focused on continuous improvement and development. Practice mindfulness. Incorporate mindfulness practices into your daily routine to stay present focused and maintain perspective during competition. Techniques such as deep breathing exercises, body scans, and mindfulness meditation can help calm your nerves and enhance your ability to stay focused on the task. For example, take a few minutes to practice deep breathing before a game. This can help quiet your mind and center your focus on the present moment. Seek support. Don't hesitate to reach out to coaches, teammates, or mental performance professionals for guidance and support. Surround yourself with a supportive network of individuals who believe in your abilities and can provide constructive feedback and encouragement. For example, scheduling regular check-ins with your coach or meeting regularly with a mental performance coach like myself can help you address any mental barriers or challenges you might be facing and develop some strategies to overcome them. Remember, confidence is not about being perfect. It's about believing in yourself and your ability to rise to the occasion no matter what the circumstances. Stay confident, stay focused, and keep striving to be your stronger you. Until next time, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast, join our Facebook group, send in your stories and feedback, and if you're looking for a mental performance coach or want more information, go to www.becomingmystrongerme.com. I can't wait to hear from you.